So let's see.
Evil. Going to
the yeah. He's going to send out a thing that there's a difference between that.
My wealth went down again.
Did it? My wealth was the same.
How about Flicker with
my wealth went up to one.
Rich.
I got three.
Mine's a three in parentheses four.
Yeah, mine too.
That's a cost. Right?
Yeah, the parentheses is a cost.
Well, I never find this crap.
Yeah, it's right after motivation and occupation.
On the right side?
Oh, right side.
Left side of the
hard zero. Zero wealth? Wow.
Well, that's right, because you rolled one. Double ones. Like a couple weeks ago.
I used to be negative one, so it's not that bad.
That's an improvement, is what you're saying.
It was just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, this is the last time I get to game for a while. Must be iChat it.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. See, otherwise I probably wouldn't have forced the game today.
Oh,
well, if I thought.
Still
oh,
way
wait,
to do it.
Still come back.
New network connection sucks. I'm not sure how good mine is.
404.
Yeah, I'm about to get a few more orders.
Where does it say how many points I have left?
HP.
Oh.
Support.
I have 45
now.
Currently.
I bought stuff up, didn't I? When I left last week?
Probably. Maybe. Look at your subclass.
Look at
your
look at the back.
Wow, they have backs.
Thanks,
Dick. Yeah, you have your background and a capsule history. Oh, yeah, you're so little.
Yeah, there we go.
Bottom
see, wealth minus four. It says wealth minus four on
ooh,
mine.
Look, the last time I played, wealth minus five.
I don't know. Well, I rescued Gilmore from Axis.
Well, oh, that's
Axis gains Aaron's rod. I see.
Okay, let's go fight Nazis.
Before then.
Ooh, like Hellboy?
Yeah.
That's cool. Hellboy.
So wait.
That's another guy.
So,
can you I can put makeup on him, he'll work.
Can you explain what... So you bought something, and it's not clear to me what
you
that
put
is.
The things in here. All the everything that gets added is put in your...
How come you have bag?
I think you have change.
So wordy. He doesn't have all the crap on his sheet like you do people with.
No, how come he has it back in there, doesn't he?
Because I am clean living.
I wrote all this crap, and look at that. Copyright 7-2-1. I'm suing your ass, man.
Clean living.
You got to back me up, right?
Yeah, we got you back.
Thanks.
For now.
Where's...
Mojo Jojo.
Not Mojo Jojo.
I created Mojo Jojo, you know that?
I didn't know that. Mojo Jojo is dangerous. Big brain.
So one day while you're in the headquarters, you hear nothing door.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Hello? I better go check.
What time of day is it?
It's really... It's not late at night. It's always late at night.
I walk over the door.
That kind of campaign.
It's always dark, right? not good for the light.
I tell all the cats that are in to go hide in the back room. In case it's the Humane Society.
Oh, wait. I lost my dark secret?
Yes.
No, it's not just role-playing. No.
Yeah,
you know, it got put into role-playing, but it got bought off.
Then you get hero points.
Just go there.
You mention it during the game, you get hero points.
Yeah.
Like, I can't read!
Oh, that's expensive role-playing right there.
It's good, though. He just got points.
Oh, with my role-playing muscle.
Don't strain it.
You have to do it appropriately.
Just practicing for later.
Wait, give me an example of what you're confused by.
My influence went down.
Okay, yeah.
My stat went down?
Yeah.
Well,
really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was unaware that stat went down.
Stat went down in the GM said, screw you.
Well, I had to erase some stuff on your sheet.
And then my
points had to come from somewhere.
Okay.
He's just balancing points.
And my thief went down, and my wealth went down.
Uh-huh.
And I lost a dark secret.
Okay. Well, your dark secret is now role-playing.
Okay.
As soon as it's U.S.
Yeah, so if I run
it, I don't know that.
You sold us. Well, I don't care. I don't work for them anymore. I work for a private lab now.
Oh. You've gone corporate?
Well, pull my budget.
I hide all the cats so that in case it's the Humane Society, come to take them away.
Okay.
Hello?
They're catting our headquarters?
It's a monkey.
Oh, my. A monkey. Do I know this monkey by any chance?
It's evil. That's all I have to say.
I don't know this monkey?
Evil.
I say, what's up, monkey?
No.
This is one of those monkeys that eat plants and is dumb, huh?
Yeah. One of the dumb ones.
The rule book basically says that animals that eat plants are dumber.
Oh, really?
It's like, you know, gorilla was a chimps.
I'm vegetarian.
Clearly, clearly, vegetarian. Way down on the IQ scale of chimps animals.
Other stuff?
Vegetarian.
So do gorillas. And human vegetarians, obviously.
Yeah.
There are no vegetarian heroes, obviously.
Clearly, the average vegetarian is stupider than the average non-vegetarian.
Hey, does Swamp Thing eat meat?
Swamp Thing? I don't know.
It just absorbs light.
It's always...
He's so swamp, so you know, feet are always feeling.
What's that monkey?
I think.
So he says,
learning cat.
Wait, the monkey said?
The monkey said?
I don't know. I can talk to animals.
That's true.
Yeah, but you used to be human once.
Right? Who, the monkey?
No, you.
No.
Yeah, so?
You used to be human?
Yes, I am human.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, that works.
Lab accident.
It's always a lab accident.
You don't stay in a lab.
That's a dangerous thing.
So, what's that, monkey?
You know.
So he says he's come to enlist your help. Because he just escaped from a cruel, you know, animal testing lab.
Damn them!
When they had experiments on creatures like him.
Bastards.
This is the third of my creations.
That's so horribly wrong. Where? And me and my friends will come wreak vengeance upon those evil animal abusers.
You say friends, you mean the other cats?
No.
You mean us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he tells you it's the dire Benedict.
Well, actually, I usually go investigate first and then... It's a what?
Dire Benedict Institute.
Okay. Have I heard of it before?
Make roll. Probably not.
Oh. Well, I would think so.
Well...
I don't think so.
Gossip.
Because we actually been there to rescue what's
that's true, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, but you don't tell me anything.
I'm sure you read the report, right?
So we're getting quiet.
13.
Case I couldn't file. Write the report.
You know, we have a filing chest now, so you can check the case file.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Been there.
Right, so...
I have a stamp that I use, I repaid it. I can't read.
Really says, I'm warning him.
Well, I thought it
was so, yeah. Go up. When it's a short stare,
damn, say that you...
Well, I said I can't read, so...
Yeah, how do you know the stamp says that?
No, I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure the stamp says
I wouldn't know stamp naked place. I ordered it.
But it really says, Peter Pan's an idiot. Peter Pan's an idiot.
And then he shouts, I can't read.
I want for cure off the page.
Dire?
Looking.
The Dire Bennett Institute.
Okay, yeah, do I know?
So when you look it up, it's, they rescued Ghost Girl from there.
Uh-huh.
That was when it was a different management.
Oh.
New management. You've also heard that, Professor...
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor A.
Doctor Professor?
Brad.
Doctor Doctor Bradley.
Bradley.
One of you is Brad, the other one is Bradley.
Bradley.
Dr. Bradley.
Dr. Bradley Jones.
Uh-huh.
Bradley?
Rick's friend.
Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some people with that company. What's going on there?
So he says that, you know, some...
I named the dog.
Human was irradiating animals.
Really?
Yes. And it caused me much pain.
That's horrible.
And unexpected side effects.
What would that be?
I haven't noticed that. I just assume animals can all talk. Because they're all smart. Except the ones that eat just vegetables.
They obviously go out and talk. They only talk when they have something that, you know...
To say?
Well, not to say, but rather something about... You know,
yeah. Okay.
So they're all happy, unless, except for the ones that talk.
Well, does he need any assistance?
Yeah, the monkey himself?
Like a place to crash for the night.
Like a regional occupational program, you know.
Okay.
Halfway
sure?
house
yeah.
for talking
okay.
monkeys.
I'll look into it.
It's at night, right? Is it glowing?
You can't really tell. I'll talk to
my friends and see if we can do something about these horrible animal experiments.
I thank you on behalf of all the rest of the animals.
You're welcome. Well, I'll do my best to free as many as I can.
It doesn't sound like you're being objective. Shouldn't you call it allegedly horrible?
No.
It's an animal. They don't lie.
If they're doing it, what, that monkey's going to come up and make this stuff up?
Shark.
Monkey
Monkeys are known for their, you know, honesty.
Yeah. When was the last time a monkey lied to you?
Rock solid integrity. That's what a monkey
is. Well, I say what we do to help out.
I've never been lied to by a monkey.
Sneak up on the monkey so he doesn't see us, and then we kill him and eat him.
I can train.
All the suffering goes goes away.
Okay. When do I see Wu next?
Probably next morning at the meeting.
Okay.
Behind him.
Yeah, see how you feel about that.
I feel fine. Taking new powers.
Hey, Bradley. You work for
Diabolical.
You don't know the secret identity, so you know him, Rad.
Yeah, for some reason, Rad will not tell us who he works for.
But I don't know
the
Ghost
there. Girl. But like everybody else, we know everything about.
You don't know Rad is Bradley. You know Bradley works there.
Oh,
can't believe Bradley referred you. I can't believe we're referring you as Bradley. That's so cool.
Okay, just wondering. Because of my like analytical smell, shouldn't I know?
No, it's a secret identity.
Secret role.
You can't.
Shouldn't it be like, I won't tell, but shouldn't it be painfully obvious? Yeah. It's like it smells Jimmy Olsen from across the city.
No, it's a secret identity. No way you can know.
You get points for that.
Why did I get so many?
Oh, I did.
Well, you know. I don't think you mentioned it yet.
Why would I? I take you to the site.
Okay.
You know!
You must die now!
Do you know a company called Dire Enterprises or whatever?
Sorry, but it is.
Yeah. That's who rescued, what's her name from, what's
right, I saw it in the case file. Last night a monkey came by.
A monkey, you say?
Yeah, a monkey. And he was very distressed because apparently that company's evil and doing horrible animal experiments and irradiating animals.
Wait, not an ape, but a monkey?
It was a monkey.
Wait, how do you know this?
Which part of the monkey came and told me?
Did you miss?
Yeah.
He told you?
Well, yeah, he came to the door and I asked him what was up.
Which way did he go?
He's long gone. He left last night.
I'm sure
I could find him if necessary.
Oh, that, yeah, okay.
But... do you know of anything that might be going on there that involves irradiating animals?
Yeah, I can find out, I'm sure.
Why don't you get back to me on that? Because that's a really bad thing.
Oh, meanwhile, Dr. Carl's last week to make things easier? Sort of, you have a relationship?
Because if you're calling, you know.
Oh, I mean, you know him.
Yeah, but you know him more than the rest of us.
No, not really.
You know what I mean?
What's his name knows more?
Like Bruce? You know, we know that Bradley fellow or whatever. If
Dr. Jones?
Dr. Jones, yeah. If somehow we could find out what's going on in...
Don't wait for Bradley from now on. Dr. Jones on your lungs.
If we could find out what's going on, because if they are actually torturing animals with radiation, then... we're going to have to do something about it, because it's inhumane.
I don't think they're just torturing, but I'll find out. can you find the monkey?
Sure, even if they were just, you know, experimenting for the good of humanity, it's wrong.
Microwave.
There are other ways they could be experimenting that wouldn't cause the animals to torture.
I'll make sure they're not doing that now.
Well, I want to find out for myself to make sure. Okay. So get back to me on what you find out.
I
appreciate it.
I can make sure that...
Talk to whoever you need to.
Yeah, you're just like, gone!
With this type of spell on, you're only shot to have to blow up your lab. Again.
That's true. Well, in the meantime, can you find the monkey? I like to talk to him.
I'll try and locate the monkey.
Okay.
You try and find out what that company's doing.
Alright. I will.
I'll
call Dr. Jones up.
Dr. Jones,
the two are the same, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, give Dr. Jones a call and let because he might not have anything to do with it. He might not even know who's involved.
That's true.
I didn't ask the monkey a lot of questions, so when I find the monkey, I'll be sure to ask him if he knows any of the people involved.
Yeah. If he doesn't recognize his name by Dr. Jones, ask him if Bradley knows.
Katrina would fight Bradley.
No, no, I think it's Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones.
Yeah. Well, it's a big, I'm sure it's a big company with lots of scientists. And I'm sure only a couple of them are rogue animal torturers.
How many radiation specialists are there? Tons.
I'm sure you explain the situation to your wife. I'll totally understand.
She's like in a coma, so
it's in a coma.
She's already been knocked out. We can eat her and she won't even feel it.
I do that every night. Oh, wait.
Just to make her comfortable. that was tickling her last week. You were knocked out, right? Is that what it was?
No.
Was there a result? Was it
Shannon
Arizona?
Was knocked out.
Shannon? I thought it was Shannon Intake.
No. Which Shannon?
Shannon me.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Someone
was
going
to. Oh, yeah, it was last week, though.
So. It was eat icy or something?
No, we can make it comfortable.
Make him.
Oh, right.
Go down there.
That's right, you were there.
So cool. Freezing almost.
Okay.
Put a mitten on.
So, what, then we have our meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. After the meeting, I'll try and track down the monkeys.
So, yeah. So during the meeting, you get.
What meeting?
Or
like a weekly
meeting.
You know, you teleconference in with your
from the bar.
Isn't our headquarters upstairs from the bar?
No,
that's the street.
We get
right
out
from the bar.
That's
right.
We get catering every
bar.
Meeting.
Yeah, that's how we lure you across the beer and hot wings.
You just follow the plate.
A little punchy.
Oh, so a messenger arrives in the car.
In the dark?
No, this is next morning.
No, but what'd you say?
At the door.
A messenger. The door.
As usual for the
headquarters?
Yeah. Oh, it's not really a secret headquarters.
There's a big sign out
there. There's a big sign out there.
Yeah.
What are we again?
Come up with a name? Heroes. Ick.
You never really came up with a name.
Island City Heroes.
Itch. Itch. Could be Itch.
I thought we were assholes.
Yeah, we are, but that's different.
That's the umbrella organization.
Yeah, that's ass, and then we're hoes. Hawaiian something organization.
All-star, what was it? All-star squadron. All-star squadron.
That's the ass part. We're the hoes.
Could be Hicks.
We're ass eyes. We're
Heroes Island City.
We're ass eyes.
Could be Hicks. Heroes of Island City.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's go with that. Well, we won't remember. I'll remember ICAS better. Or ASS better.
Okay, what does the messenger say?
It won't matter in a while.
So the messenger has...
Or Hicks, that's true. Oh, so glad on the island.
But it's the invitation, Richard, so you give each of you a letter.
Everybody?
Invitation to?
Except for the light.
Oh! I'll just deliver it to the bar. Don't worry about it.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm sure your invitation is the bar.
Okay. It's an invitation to the wedding.
The wedding?
So Stanislaus Bruce getting married.
Who?
Oh, okay.
We
who?
Kind of. I thought he was bad guy.
The
good
guy. The rich
guy.
The rich guy that paid us.
No, he's a good guy, but you don't know he's bad.
Okay.
Oh.
He's marrying, what's her name, the superhero?
Santa Knight.
Yeah.
Again, you don't know that either. Superhero.
Okay.
He hired us to do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
he funded this building.
Yeah, he funded this building.
Oh,
for
the nice
headquarters.
Good. I own for the roof over my head. I'll go.
Definitely.
I think we should all get drunk at the wedding. Wait, is the light not going up?
Dates and our dates get drunk. Everybody knows.
Wait, the light night.
No, I'm gonna find his bride and get in a cat fight.
I think that's covered.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
who does she like again?
You?
No. The one
for the name getting adaptation.
Didn't know there was, sign behind the scenes things.
I didn't know either.
Okay, so when's the wedding?
I don't think the light knows either.
When's the wedding?
But now you know. Next week.
Well, but...
You want that?
But Ghost Girl can bring him.
I was going to say,
yeah,
can
you can bring a guest.
I'll bring a cat. What? What a monkey? Maybe that monkey wants to come.
I think the monkey's going to be there regardless. I just know it.
You think?
Mojo.
Okay, so when's it for the wedding for? This afternoon.
No, next week.
Okay.
See you outside, I don't know.
Next week?
Or something.
Wow, that's a...
Let's get him a barbecue.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Brewing supplies.
Ah, new kitten.
You know, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need anything, right? He's rich.
Yeah,
so
he needs a kitten.
He doesn't need anything.
Love, you can't buy love.
You can't buy a kitten's love.
No, you can't hurry love.
Well, love not the thing.
Love lifts me up.
Clearly,
you can buy love. Well, I can figure why they made that movie is because they thought, we'll make him black so it'll be original.
Love don't cost a thing.
What?
Hello! Love don't cost a thing.
Yes, okay. I don't think I've ever seen it.
We just, I think it just came out, or maybe it's not out yet.
Who's Santa?
Okay, so that's something that's pretty interesting. Very proud of it.
Ah, it's a short notice.
Yeah, no.
But you're like visit for.
I told you something.
Why are we just going to costumes? We're superheroes. Now we should like
true.
At least wear a bow tie on top of our costumes.
Well, sure.
No.
Yeah,
I got fur.
Bow tie with fur.
High class fur.
Alright, well, you already know, so there you
top
go.
Top grade.
You just, said the other day you were in a
I'll tell you what, though. I'll lick myself extra special before.
And since I can't remember, it'll be a surprise.
Don't do it during.
It's a social event. Okay, I'll lick during.
Oh, really?
I'll lick a lot before and a lot after. Because there'll be a bunch of fat ladies with perfume there.
Is your cat going to wear a little bow tie?
He needs more than we do.
That'd be cool.
No. I wouldn't do that to a cat.
Put a bow in your hair.
Not going to happen. Neither of us are long hairs.
Yeah, perm.
Okay, so anything else? Is it the end of the meeting?
Unless you guys want to bring some stuff
up. What's
this say?
Peter Pan's an idiot.
Oh.
Ow. Why do you keep stamping Peter Pan's an idiot?
This is during the meeting, right?
To read it. I thought you got by the wings and the beer.
Oh, okay.
So, how can
I do a job for that Stanislaus guy then?
Yeah, you did. Well, did.
Well, then what the hell?
You can still go. I'm sure. Ghost.
You have
been now. I look at Ghost.
What did you do to piss him off?
She's not there this morning.
What? She might be late. I'm feeling.
Did the person deliver a
penny here?
Did they deliver?
No,
a
not already. Is there any?
Yeah, penny.
Ghost girl.
Money?
Did Ghost Girl get an invitation?
No, Penelope Price.
Ghost
Girl got an invitation.
Yep. She got one. Everyone but you.
Everyone but the life.
Snag her. She's on here.
Wait, do we know anything about the... what's her name? Doesn't like the life?
No, we don't know that.
We don't know that?
No.
Or you just got lost in the mail.
I have that.
I'm sure Roe really did invite Fulton.
Kid.
Oh, wait, how about Shannon? Oh, actually, he's still bitter about that.
Shannon get one either?
Huh?
Shannon get one either?
No, Shannon. Did Shannon invite Fulton?
Fulton was the one who like gave me the wrong damn, or you gave me the wrong address for Fulton, remember, or whatever?
I did?
Yeah.
Eric was asking, I think.
Really?
Point.
Yeah.
Someone gave him an address.
Yeah, you gave me.
I gave you the right one.
Yeah.
Oh, the right
whatever.
One. Right. Well, I gave you the one on the website.
All I know is like, I had sent Eric the invitation twice. He didn't get either one.
Oh, you know, he got the second one, didn't he?
Did he?
He got the second one.
He might have gotten the first one, too, but.
Who knows?
You saw his place, right?
Yeah. Okay, then I go look for the monkey.
Oh, after the meeting,
yeah.
I'll go back to my lab. Go back to work. I'll free all the animals. It's no point.
Okay.
I know it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, really.
So a roll of dice. It doesn't really matter how many tests I do. It doesn't matter.
It was easier because you did all the testing. But you still roll like crap.
Your wife doesn't matter. Your wife is a human, right?
Yeah.
So
I did.
You don't want to risk your wife's life during the testing process. Just get a human. I don't think I have a problem.
That's
with that.
Why I asked.
No, not really.
About the homeless kid.
what are James' friends, the Backstreet Boys or whatever?
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys hang out with Peter Pan.
I'll be the animals.
They can't find themselves. Right?
Look at
this.
Are you Bradley Jones when you're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost hope.
So, but all you
help one of your monkeys?
Stop torturing animals for like a month. And he'll come by and visit and everything, and then do
it doesn't matter. It won't last a month.
Well, you know what you do?
So in 2 more episodes left.
If
you don't know that. Deep down, I
just... Yeah, so time's running out.
Time is running out.
We'll come into an apex.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I find the monkey?
Micro. Should be fairly easy.
Not a lot of monkey smells in town?
Yeah. Okay.
15?
You find the monkey. He's like in a motel.
Hey, monkey.
He checked in the hotel.
Let me check in.
Some hotel, okay. He's not, let's just say he's not in the best part of town where they don't ask for ID at the desk. And you pay by the hour.
Yeah, as long as you pay cash.
That's true. As long as you pay, it doesn't matter.
He got cash, does he?
Hey,
wait a minute.
Monkey, I'm investigating it. I'll try and get a tour to make sure that all the animals that are being...
I checked the spot.
Is there any scientist in particular I should be talking to at the place?
I have to dial with the 11 on it.
Well, you got smart. Yeah, he might have heard your name. Well, actually, do you wear a badge?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure you wear a badge. He can read.
So yeah, after, I don't know, probably. That
yeah.
depends on.
Well,
so let me get this straight. He's experimenting on apes in order to figure out a way to wake up his wife, which I really don't understand why he gets them drunk just to try to wake him up.
No, he wasn't getting them drunk. He was bashing him with a bat.
I was taking them.
You did that to the ape. You did that to the dog, too.
No. I did that to the mice.
You're fasting with a coma and then reviving them.
Nice.
That's better than experiments with dated people in order to figure out how to take a woman that's taken out brain trauma and out of a coma.
Hey, it's the 40s, okay? It's in Hawaii. That's what they did there. Wartime. Jeez, come on, give me a break.
A lot of this is just going to get swept under the rug.
It is.
Trust me. History's written by the victors.
No one will ever find out.
That's okay. You don't have the radio cyclotron anymore anyway.
That's right. That's why
right. Okay. So he did read the name tag of the scientist was Dr. Bradley Jones.
Dr. Bradley Jones was actually the guy irradiating?
Well, that was the name tag.
Oh, okay. Could be.
He was pretty much all of the news.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to take care of it. I've got people working on it, and I'll go by the place myself and make sure that no animals are being mistreated.
Okay.
If they tell you it's infected with rage, do not release them.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
28 days. They released monkeys that were infected with rage.
Oh, my God, not rage.
Rage.
Killed everybody.
Everybody on the island. Or, well, almost everybody on England.
Good enough. We can only hope.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so I say, so what are you doing in town now that you're a lone monkey? Escape from this horrible lab. What are your plans?
He doesn't know yet.
Trying to pick up.
There's this rich guy who hired us once. Might be interested in smart monkeys. Because rich guys are interested in weird-ass things. If you want to come to his wedding...
Experiment on.
With him, then...
You can be my date.
Well, accompaniment. Then, you know, you might be able to be noticed and get yourself a nice, safe occupation.
I'm sure you'll be noticed.
You'll have to get drunk, though.
I give him the information and tell him, you know, where to meet me and stuff. Okay. Just to meet me at the wedding, basically, and
Chip.
I'll see him there.
Chip? Open.
Bad man.
God. You just smell bad.
They're really bad. They're also really bad.
I guess I'll take one.
Can't just eat one.
Yeah, you can.
Especially when they're lousy.
I go to the bar.
Oh, poor rejected Dave.
Told you, he was always in the bar.
I'll go over there.
We were right.
Huh?
I'll go over there with him.
I'll come back and wait for to the head to 14, HQ. Right? And wait for
19.
Wait for the rash to contact me again with
that's
information.
That's the interchange.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I age. I aged.
Do we know your identity? We do, right?
Yeah, it's not a secret identity.
Just people using it.
It's not like I'm milking the system for points.
I don't have any written down, mate. So far off, man.
Besides, how would I read the underage sign?
Do you come back at some point today or tomorrow and let me know what you found out?
Oh, let's call headquarters.
Okay. Hello? Elgato?
It's done.
Mr. Lab?
Yeah.
What's up?
All animals are free.
They're free?
Yep.
Oh, I just thought that this Dr. Bradley Johnson Jones, or whatever his name is, fellow, was just going to stop irradiating animals. But they're gone?
Only thing you...
Do you think you could arrange
a tour later this week
so I could talk briefly to the doctor and see facilities and make sure that he hasn't gotten any more in?
Sure. You should irradiate.
I appreciate that.
You should irradiate.
How about Thursday?
You should make them able to talk.
Okay. So, oh, and I found a monkey for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait.
He's coming to the wedding.
He's at the motel up the interstate.
Coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see him then.
Monkeys are trying to hold their alcohol.
Wait, does he have a glass cap that shows his brain?
No.
Turban? Big turban?
Is it a turban? I thought it was a glass.
No. Then there isn't like a turban, and then the brain comes out of the turban, on top of the turban? Turban and above the turban is the brain.
I thought his turban was outside of the glass dome.
No, there's a glass dome,
yeah.
And then there's a turban on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't show his brain normally.
Really?
But it happens a lot.
Yeah, usually the turban comes off.
Yeah, because, you know.
When you're getting punched by Powerpuff Girls.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'll see him at the wedding then.
He doesn't have a big head yet.
He what?
He doesn't have a big head.
Yes.
He's just born.
Okay. So, unless anything else happens, I'll visit Dire.
Your big plan is to wake up your wife and make her super intelligent?
Dire Enterprises and meet Dr. Bradley Jones.
Ooh, did you put a human brain in a monkey and then bast it and then try to wake him up?
All right. Welcome, Elgato.
Hey, I just wanted to tour your ex-animal facilities. I understand that you recently had them released.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I'll note of that in our Heroes of Island City files.
I'll give you a tour of the lab.
We're hicks, you know.
It's pretty empty because our big machine is stolen.
What?
I don't say that, but it's pretty empty.
Well, you already know that. It was last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his radio cyclotron was stolen, and what happened to Riff stuff?
He lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah, his lab was, like, raided.
But his robots are fine?
No.
The robot took off.
Assistants are gone too, right?
Oh, the robot probably stole the stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what the surveillance.
What the guard said.
Were there any signs of love between the robot and the radio cyclotron?
I knew that robot was going to go bad. The
radio cyclotron
giving him beer.
Shrunk.
That's true. Why I went after his girlfriend. You don't.
Didn't I bring the robot
to your bar and get him drunk all the time?
Yeah, you did it.
How's the cat?
Dead. I don't know.
The radio cyclotron we learned last week, before it was removed, it was shrunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was shrunk. Shrink ray. And we know that the robot's girlfriend is shrink ray.
Fascinating.
Evil girlfriend.
Yeah. You hooked him up.
Yeah, you did.
It was an evil bar.
No, it was. It was single robot night, I think, at the
moment. Okay, during the week, I will the island for the machine. Comb the island for the machine.
I'll comb the island for a cat in need of
the
rich,
robot,
rich daddy.
Robot,
right?
Rich
daddy. For a rich daddy's parent.
Wait, what are you doing?
Combing the island for the machine with my detect radiation.
All right, go ahead and roll.
You can always roll high, right?
You can always roll high.
Okay. Enough, he's not.
Would be an advice.
Get that horrible thing away from him.
Oh.
Wow. There's hope.
13?
No.
No more.
See, now you're getting food on the map. Hot icky food on the map.
It's probably not as hot now. All that ickiness came off on the double map.
Care? Can I find a cat who's looking for a rich sugar daddy? Young stray kitten? I need a couple days to teach some manners.
There was a little bit much of young.
Well, young. Everyone wants kittens.
That's true.
It makes you feel younger.
Whatever. It's age discrimination. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'll do animal training with the kitten to teach it some tricks, so that it can impress its new mom or whatever.
Anything.
Okay.
You can if you're good.
Like
me.
Gato.
El gato.
Help especially if you can talk to them.
Yeah, help if you can actually talk to them.
Yeah, the house.
Yeah, then have animal training.
All right. Well.
What, kitten training?
Yeah.
Animal training, really?
You just
from the juice something you don't like and bat them over the head or something? That,
no, no, you just ask training. You just food work for a while.
Don't really need.
Knock them over the head. Do you mean that any unconscious animals?
Okay. No.
Oh, when you're at the lab.
Don't tell me why.
I'm working on, getting
head trauma.
Are you the rat or Dr. Jones?
No, we had the lab at Dr. Jones.
Oh,
I covered that.
Animals, head trauma,
I can bring them out.
If I ever run across any cat, I'm going to be run over by truck.
I'll get it back.
Massive head trauma, I take them to Woof.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's head trauma.
Yeah. You just happen to run across one of those. Which you don't. But you never know.
Yeah, well, car tire, marks, animal.
Usually they're not hit just right.
Well, they could do it, If it wasn't hit enough, you could fix that.
Give me something to do when I'm
okay. So you train your cat.
So your order. Your wife's head got hit by something in the lab, right?
Looks like I've been missing out on super.
I was unconscious.
Well, you could figure that out, I'm sure.
Or could fix my chicken.
By looking at the scar on her head and the objects in the lab. Is the scar on her head?
You
didn't know it was all head trauma. He's making it up that she had head trauma?
Yeah, but she is in a coma.
I didn't say she had head trauma.
Why is she in a coma? What are you repeating, animal?
He just wanted to get into a coma. He didn't want a head in one way.
Coma is a coma.
Yeah, all comas are. Everybody knows that.
Aren't they?
Oh.
No.
You haven't had one yet.
It's really bad.
That's disgusting.
I mean, corn and
cayenne pepper, man.
We were here last week.
Well, thanks. 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
They're really bad.
I'm sure they've gotten better with age, but.
Age to perfection, idiot.
What are yours?
Or Murray's. Give me
Murray.
Murray goes, yeah?
See, you wouldn't feed him to Murray, would you?
I would not feed him to Murray, but then I gotta live with you guys.
You would feed him to Woo.
Yeah.
What does that say?
I'm no better than a dog.
You wouldn't treat a dog like that. That's what he's saying.
Exactly. I don't want to see you rubbing your hindquarters all over my carpet.
while oozing? My cat does that.
She doesn't eat crap like that.
Really?
Yeah, all pets do, pretty much, at some point in time. Some just more often than others.
Merle did it when he got circumcised. Not circumcised, got fixed.
Circumcised
your dog?
So he came out.
The last pet that I had an operation like that was sort of like Riley had when he got circumcised. But I'm sure that's why I came out. I watched that. I didn't watch Murray get sick.
Circumcised.
Or for that matter. But I did see Riley get circumcised.
Fascinating.
Well, I felt like I should be there.
You've been invited to the wedding of
tennis players.
Did you
think you... Matt. Yeah, but... Hey, why didn't you show up to the meeting earlier?
Yeah.
Too good for us?
Yeah, you missed our meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened at the meeting?
I'm not telling you.
You got a wedding invitation.
Read the freaking meeting note.
Oh, I'd read a meeting.
I can't read
the meeting. It's a rich guy's wedding, except for Pickering. So you'll probably have to take him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, find someone else.
Fine.
You can take him.
I can't take him.
Why not?
I got to find it. Because I have a publicist or something.
Yeah. Dave can take him then.
I'm a.
I thought I'd bring an underage child.
I'm bringing a monkey and a cat.
Two guests.
No, the cat's not a guest. The cat's just a pet.
And the monkey is what?
A guest.
A monkey? What monkey?
So
the evil monkey from his...
Yes.
I don't know anything
Why
about
Why do you say evil?
All I know is this poor monkey showed up asking for help in stopping animal torture experiments. And I saw that it was stopped. And so since I figured the monkey had escaped, wasn't doing anything else in town, I figured I'd try and help it get a job with the rich guy.
Yeah.
Mojo.
Mojo, Jojo.
Does he repeat himself a lot?
Ooh. Does he talk about things that he should talk about, like when he should talk about things?
Yeah, like that.
But then when he shouldn't talk about things, he doesn't talk about things that he shouldn't be talking about.
Which he shouldn't be anyway.
Right. He would not do such a thing. That would be such a thing that he would not do.
I feel like I've cheated and not watched enough.
Apparently I have watched enough.
Did you see the episode where Bubble got conked on the head and thought she was Mojo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I didn't want to talk like that.
I think it radiated her.
So I was number one Mojo Jojo, and that one Mojo Jojo is I am Mojo Jojo, and you are not Mojo Jojo.
That was brilliant. Okay, so anything happened before the wedding runs around? You're going to have to find someone else to invite you.
Why not?
Yes, come back.
Why not? Who's she inviting?
I don't know. She was just all uppity about when we suggested you.
Can I take you?
So
and I already invited the monkey.
Could I take?
No, let's see.
I don't care who you take.
No, I'm asking Kevin.
Are your publicist hooking you up?
Yeah.
Well, it's a public event, I'm sure, so I have to, you know.
Might be cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, one of the well-known starlets.
Again?
Yeah.
Same one?
They're easy.
They're easy to find, you mean, or are they easy?
Both.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you actually buy it?
Yeah, I bought it. It's the first X I bought.
What came on my laptop, and the beta version
that I got free because it was part of the
Mac
YouTube group.
Okay, yeah. So I don't find anything during the week.
So as usual, you
got to
come up with date and gift.
Oh,
date and gift.
It's always.
I already got the gift and the date.
It's not really a date. It's the same.
I threw enough party adventures that you guys should know.
Dang it. Oh, barbecue, right? We discussed it, didn't we?
Yeah, barbecue. Or brewing supplies. Or. What was there? One other. Aren't there three weddings? How many weddings have we done? Oh, yeah.
Shoe rack. Cowboy thing.
Cowboy thing. Shoe rack and shoes.
Well, shoe rack beer and the seat and the, you know. Wow. That's pretty good, right?
We're actually using the shoe rack portion of that as a wine rack. It's our...
Interesting.
Well, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Go over there and tell your guest.
Just so you know, the beer brewing has not been...
Idle
for 1 minute.
With Pick's gift, we couldn't get enough people into it. We got screwed. we bought way too.
We just made a spice beer.
Yeah.
A holiday spice beer with cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yeah.
And now we're brewing another stout.
Cool. Well, it's good that you're making use of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's being used every day also.
Well, yeah, every day. It's a lot.
Another one out there. Yeah, it's used every day.
They have sex on it, because they certainly don't
cook anything. They
don't? Apparently, all their cooking is done in the microwave, and Shannon never cleans it!
What?
You actually open the microwave?
I've used the microwave before there.
I think I've too, but every time we use it, and Shannon and Kimberly's in the kitchen, we hear about, well, I'm sorry, it's dirty. Shannon never cleans it. never covers anything, actually, but she said never knew it ever covers anything.
Well,
Yeah. Once I got married, I learned to cover things. When I was married, never covered anything.
Well, that explains why the microwave was always filthy.
Yeah. I never covered anything.
I always covered everything.
Most
odd. It was all over the place.
Oh, so what?
The oddest, like, roommate kind of dynamic thing is at your place when you guys live together. Half, right down the middle, was clean.
Who's half?
Right down
yes.
the middle. Yes. Eric said, this is my half. I'm not cleaning anything to the left of the drain. Right. Oh, all right. You know, you reverse things.
Whatever.
Free.
Good turn.
So
speaking of, it's late announcement time, but there is a poker night tomorrow night at 6. Three of Barb's friends are already coming.
This is Kevin's brain working.
Is this official?
No single women this time. There were single women last time. Laughing.
And we scared them off.
No, they'll be coming back. You guys weren't that scary. But this time it's like the couple that you met.
Yeah, we've been there a couple of times.
Yeah,
Mateo
and
Michelle.
Melissa, I think.
Another
M. And David, who you might have met before.
Yeah.
The English guy. You've met, yeah, I know you have. Those ones are coming. And we need people to drink lots of holiday beer because we need to bottle the new stuff and we don't have any bottles. Which makes you guys near worthless.
Yeah.
Thanks for your stupid diet, Dave and Dave.
I'm not on a diet anymore.
Then come drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I think I have plans for tomorrow, but I'll check.
I'm going to Boston.
Really? Already? Wow. Theoretically.
Yeah, if you can get a flight there. Or if you know anyone.
Yeah, it's funny because Mike was like, did you really want to invite me last week? Or is that supposed to be a setup thing? I was like,
no.
No, Eric would have said something first.
No, I warned people. No, but,
Now, maybe.
What?
You were debating if you were going to tell who or not.
And it would be better if you didn't, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Could have
gotten worse.
I wasn't there, but... It was pretty bad. Your next date didn't go so well either.
So was a date.
There wasn't one.
Okay, so what do you get? I
was trying to day everything at the wedding.
So I don't find anything during the week. Detect radiation.
No,
any radiation.
Even the cosmic ray,
the monkey, or the shark.
What'd you roll? 13.
The monkey. Isn't he like bringing the monkey to the meeting or something?
Oh, the way.
Yeah, but meanwhile,
well,
I was
wondering. I'm just curious.
Nah.
The question is whether the monkey's gonna know who Rat is or not.
Oh,
they always do. The sharks knew.
Think of the text.
They can sense it.
They can sense the radiation.
Yes, but they know that Rad and Dr. Jones are the same.
The sharks knew.
Well, the sharks know you're radiated.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
That
monkey tells you?
No.
They don't know.
They don't?
No. But they know. You know, if Dr. Jones walks by, he's radiated humans.
He doesn't know I know.
You should know who I am.
So that's how that's how they know that you're...
In your lab
unless when I'm in the actual, I'm also not smelly.
What, the shark?
You turned a half cat in the lab experiment.
I was trying to free a bunch of cats from an animal experiment.
Wow. That is true. Why don't they kill each other?
No, because they're sharks. If they found another
rage,
was rejected.
Oh,
possibly.
But
he was
fucking... It does say minor rage here.
Monkeys
fell into one of the...
Monkeys. That made me read up active monkeys.
It's like Jeff Goldberg.
True, you don't know what
I was. Yeah.
You were fucking a cat.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
alright. What's been done lately?
Okay.
You're gonna put your stuff crossed out.
That's it.
Huh? I changed for some reason physical attack or something.
Gift.
Apparently, I can't attack anyone anymore.
We're gonna do a group gift or
individual? I'm gonna do a group gift or.
I already got a present!
I can carve them
So, I'm gonna do a group gift or.
I'll call him a flute. Everyone could use a flute.
I guess we're not going to do it.
give him a handful of pixie dust.
I'm not even invited.
Give him a little pouch full of...
Yeah, why is that?
Tinkerbell,
do you know?
Why?
So he and his wife can fly on their honeymoon.
Why don't you...
That's a nice present.
It is a nice present, I suppose. But, you know, he's not a superhero, right? As far as we know, right? Power,
well, that's why you should give it to him. He's rich.
Power and all that.
Yeah, give you once the dust is used up, he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, they can use it to do any number of things. You know.
He's a billionaire. Exactly. He's a billionaire. He can do whatever he wants.
Exactly. He could.
Let there be light.
It's a nice present.
Nice present.
It's something that no one else can give him.
That's true.
No one else can give him a handmade flute either.
No, I'm pretty sure people can give him a handmade flute.
Oh, I don't know.
This is the one.
But his would be a handmade pan flute.
Oh.
Imagine that.
I can irradiate them.
Will you irradiate?
You can guarantee that they don't have to wear condoms.
That's true. Just, you know, 5 seconds. I'll make sure you don't have to wear condoms.
That's a good shot.
I'm just telling you, that's a good present.
Wrap an ad. Does that mean you
I don't know
children
you
either?
You,
I have no idea.
Give him some sort of, write some sort of treatise on Kegel exercises.
What?
Kegel exercises? You know what those are?
No.
I
can imagine, though, coming from Dave.
Muscle strengthening exercises for women.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For, you know, they're goodies. Not like, you know, deep even.
We're not talking,
you know, they're good fish.
Chin up.
They're women who are pregnant are encouraged to do them before they give birth.
But you can. You have a different anatomy.
Push the baby out quicker.
Hmm? Do you have a different anatomy?
Yeah, she's an alien.
Yep.
Demon.
I
should know.
I think
you know who we're invited? Penny. She's
That's
so nice.
True. We
know who she is.
We know who she is.
Well, yeah, we Penny Funny.
Rift us.
Yeah, Penny. Well, Penny shows up.
No, we don't. We just know that, you know, she's a demon. We don't know that they're the same person.
No, we don't know that.
That's
don't
why
know.
I'm saying we should invite Penny.
I do. I don't tell. They smell the same.
We should invite Penny. Be nice. Moving. So it's just, you gotta guess. Or.
Who's gotta guess?
Actually, I haven't
decided whether or not he's gonna let Dave come to the wedding.
Well, I was gonna invite Dave, he'll be forced to. But if you're gonna take Dave, I'll invite Penny. I like Penny, she's nice.
Yeah, but she's gonna say no because she doesn't like your type.
Well, it's not that would mean it.
Yeah. You're gonna personalize the rejection and hate women forever.
No.
He knows your kind.
So Wendy. Guys.
It's the same thing. Wendy rejected you, Penny rejects you. You're gonna have to stop trying to go after a woman whose names end in E.
Well.
Well, you could call her Penelope.
You lose either way.
You can go out with somebody named Doris.
Yeah. A woman named Doris would never
visit. I'll go visit Penny and invite her. And when I'm there, I'll hand her a kiss. Oh.
A little Hershey's kiss?
No, it's a cap off of an acorn.
Oh, okay.
It's from the book.
Okay.
An acorn kiss?
Yeah. He didn't know what a kiss was. She was going to give him a kiss, and he didn't know what it was. And so he was given a thimble, I think, from her. And he gave her, and since he got something from her, and it was a kiss, apparently, he just gave her the cap off an acorn, which he happened to have in his pocket. So they exchanged kisses. He didn't know what kisses were. I'm naive that way.
So when do you go?
Does Penny want to go?
Sorry.
I gave her a kiss after all.
Longer engaged than anal sex.
At least you weren't getting any of that.
I started shoving acorn tops under my mouth.
Nice.
I'll get you and you'll like it.
No, she just didn't get it.
It didn't happen.
Gifts. I think of a gift. Dang it. So we're doing individual gifts, huh?
And we'd go in on the gift if you'd like.
Dang it.
I don't think I'd give him a flute, but Catboy keeps on telling me I should bring, I give him a pixie dust. What do you think? Which one should I do?
Have you considered giving him tools on his arm? I hear guys like that.
Great big pipe organ. Kind of cool.
Exactly.
A huge pipe.
Okay. John's up back there. John's apparently all dark and demented now.
Yeah, John is dark and gritty now.
And drunk. Drunk.
Yeah.
Was he drunk?
Was he drunk?
Well,
I don't know. I was
like superpowered.
Either way, let's hurry up because there's a grid here. I want to move on it.
All right, so I guess I
have to Halloween.
I should get some
for Christmas.
I'll
company
build something.
Party for
yeah.
our
supposed to be at one of those.
I'll design something. I want to build a dog.
Wow, you guys have company party too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Oracle, I hear.
We have a company party.
Yeah, it came to be today.
We have a company party. I think it's this weekend. And I just have to get to Austin and I could be there.
Even though you're in LA?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'd be playing for the flight. Austin.
Private.
Yeah.
Road trip.
I'm going to go to Austin for a freaking party with the CEO.
Well, you can get drunk and tell them off.
It is at the CEO's house. It's not like it's, you know, real.
Oh, you can trash your house, too.
Yeah.
How many people can you invite?
You all want to go?
I'm going to say road trip. Go there. We all get drunk. All over his house.
Yeah.
Get you fired.
Happens. Oh, TC.
We can get you fired.
And of LA.
Beth.
Yeah, we're going to stop not paying you.
So I designed something.
Don't you have vacation
like what?
Stuff?
I don't know, like a little...
Yeah. So I could choose.
The light of radiation.
They give me a choice. They say
sure.
You want an LOA or you want to...
they give you the choice you like
Ace.
With... Well, yeah. Well,
I figure I should just stay employed.
I like
to stay so present on my resume. And
then
give me a job. And I
sure.
So I get all that when I leave. So I'll pay out my...
Well, his yacht did sink. You didn't actually blow it up, did you?
No.
We did 3 or 4 weeks to pay.
That was
back
at
his
vacation.
Right. But I know he's short a yacht.
Plus,
I could get him a yacht.
You off, then you get money from
yeah, plus your money.
Well, I'm not like, yeah, it's true. I could get some employment if I did something like that. But, you know, a guy
with two residences.
I'm saying this does not cost you anything.
Well, you know.
Not put money in the pocket.
Really
you.
What if I want to buy one?
What?
Then what?
That would cost a lot.
Oh, really? Damn you. Damn you to hell.
So what do you say, Penny? Flute
yeah,
or pixie dust?
12.
Did you even find it?
12 APs.
Well, you're at work, aren't you? I can buy work.
Oh, crap. I gotta quit that job.
You don't really need it, do you?
No.
You will as soon as you roll double one.
Eh.
Invitation kiss and advice about the wedding gift. That's all you have to deal with, man.
That's all.
Well, you know, candlesticks always make a good gift.
I can carve those.
Wait, did John get invited?
Yes.
Is he going?
Sure.
John got invited late.
That's the ultimate.
I don't want to hear about it.
So who's John going with?
Yeah, John got invited late.
That's what I'm wondering.
We'll see.
Oh, it could be, what's her name, Evil. She got out, right? What's her name?
Whatever.
Sorceress.
Oh,
I might play dark side crap. Dark side tendencies now.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
So he can cast spells. So he has a shade in like a week.
Evil.
Oh, and I'm afraid overcoat is like, you know, black.
Okay, so now it wears a black overcoat.
So, no, I'm afraid I can't go because John's going and I have to watch the store.
That's fine. You can keep the kiss. Don't worry about giving it back.
Well, thank you.
But I'm also 8.
You're a weird little boy.
Yeah, it looks good.
Now, should he curve a pipe or give him some Tinkerbell dust?
I thought Tinkerbell dust was good.
I have two people that advise.
Are you like Paul?
That isn't any real work. I just asked Tinkerbell for it.
That's work, man. Why don't you ask her? Try it.
You don't think that, you know, every time you ask her for something, she's notching up a little owes me category?
Yeah, maybe.
You ever do anything for her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so every time you do something, one of those goes away.
Play with food.
Cosmic balance. Cosmic balance.
Does she look like Julia Roberts?
Oh, God.
You need that shrink ray, man.
I'm making another Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Two of them. The new one.
Two?
Like you, cool.
Are there?
Well, there's a Peter Pan movie, and then there's a movie about Barry, which may or may not involve
Barry.
J.M. Barry? The guy who wrote it.
Well, Peter Pan's a straight Peter Pan, so.
Well, Barry seems like, well, dark might be up.
You going to watch that so you can play a character better?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. The dark and gritty version.
Really?
I doubt if it's as dark as the actual book, now that I've read something.
There you go.
A lot of killing Indians and pirates and Peter Pan's a bastard.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of the point.
Yeah, I didn't realize
he's a bastard, man.
I thought he was just young.
That's what you only watch the Disney version.
Well, I read the Disney book.
I believe the whole point is that he's supposed to grow up.
Oh, to grow up.
Because kids are punks.
Punk kids.
Kids are mean. Okay, we wait for the wedding.
I guess I'll see if
they want a yacht.
The light was specifically not invited. Or,
well, he didn't get an invitation.
He's the only one who
you guys never asked why.
We did ask. He didn't know.
Oh, the messenger didn't have one for him. Yeah.
We asked the light.
He said, I don't know.
And the light doesn't know either.
Then I'd like to ask the couple why they didn't invite someone.
Yeah, well, it's not polite to invite him when they specifically didn't either.
But you don't know.
No.
They just went out accidentally.
You know, that is actually true.
Yeah. Like,
huh?
According to Dear Abby, that is true.
So we shouldn't have got Fulton in?
No. Yeah, I'm really sure.